Good morning. This is a cardiology consultation. HPI. The patient was seen at the request of the primary care physician. He is a 64-year-old male without significant medical history except for esophageal erosions, varices, and gastroesophageal reflux. The patient claims he gets chest discomfort, always occurring during nighttime, and improving when he sits up. Never associated with exertion or walking. The patient had an upper endoscopy which showed incompetent esophageal sphincter, varices, and an erosion of the GE junction. The patient has been taking Acefix 20 mg QD and Ranitin 300 mg twice a day with some relief. However, the patient still gets occasional chest pains at night. Past medical history. The patient denies any peptic ulcer disease. He denies asthma, COPD, kidney problems, bleeding disorders, diabetes, stroke, and hypertension. The patient does have hypercholesterolemia. Allergies. The patient is allergic to penicillin, causes hives. Medication. Acefix 20 mg QD and Zantac 300 mg POBID. Social history. Non-smoker, occasional drinker. He works as a carpenter. He is married with two children in good health. Review of systems, non-contributory, physical. This is a well-developed and well-nourished male in no acute distress. Blood pressure is 122 over 70, pulse is 70, respirations are 16. He is afebrile, weight is 165 pounds, HEENT, unremarkable. Chest, no severe tenderness, no pre-sacral edema. Lungs, clear, heart, regular rate and rhythm, normal S1 and S2. No murmurs, clips, rubs or gallops. Abdomen, normal bowel sounds. Non-tender, non-distended. Extremities, no clubbing, sinuses or edema. Neurologic, grossly non-focal. Data. EKG shows sinus rhythm. Labs are not available yet. Impression. My impression is atypical chest pains, esophageal erosions, hypercholesterolemia. Plan. Then risk factor modifications were discussed with the patient. The patient should maintain cholesterol less than 160 or LDL less than 100. 2. We discussed exercise and the patient promised to work on it. 3. The patient will have stress EKG for evaluation of ischemic heart disease. 4. The patient is to follow up in 1 month for further evaluation. Before that, he will go for the labs. Thank you. That's all for the day.